Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever had a long-anticipated reunion with someone that you loved deeply but hadn't seen in a very long time? Today, let's join one of the most dramatic reunions of all time. We're following the remarkable story of Jacob and his large family moving south from their homeland in Canaan to Egypt at the invitation of the Pharaoh to escape a prolonged and deadly famine which has gripped the entire Middle East for 2 years and will continue for 5 more years. There is no way Jacob could have predicted that he would someday be making this trip. But of course, God knew. In fact, this was one of the greatest miracles of God to accomplish his promise to Abraham, made more than 100 years before. I remind us, my friends, that God is always working in the present as he builds on the past and anticipates the future. So let's understand that whatever is happening in your life today, wherever you are in the world, is happening within that time formula of God at work in history. We're in Genesis chapter 46 in the Bible, and as though the author of Genesis wanted to be sure that an accurate record was kept of this remarkable migration of refugees from Canaan to Egypt, the names of Jacob's direct descendants are all listed. The record says, all those who went to Egypt with Jacob, those who were his direct descendants, numbered 66 persons. Genesis 46, verse 26. Wow! In about 50 years, Jacob had gone from being a single man on the run from his family to the patriarch of a clan of nearly 70 people. As you think of your extended family, perhaps the same has happened in your family. May I ask, are you the patriarch or matriarch, the oldest living man or woman in your family? What do you see as you look back over the journey of your life and the expansion of your family? Jacob had never been to Egypt, but his sons had been there twice. So as they neared Egypt, Jacob sent his trusted son Judah on ahead to find directions to the area of Goshen. This is the region Pharaoh had invited them to make their new home. I presume most of you, my Walking with Jesus friends, have packed up all your belongings and moved to a new home at least once in your lifetime. Can you remember the emotions of packing and saying goodbye and leaving all that had been familiar and home? It can be gut-wrenching, can't it? Especially if done in the stress of a crisis like famine or a flood or job loss. Do you also remember the anxiety of arriving in a new place where nothing is familiar, you know no one, and the feelings of being an outsider, an unwanted intruder in this area permeate your emotions? I suspect Jacob was feeling all those emotions and much more. In Jacob's case, he knew he was moving at the personal invitation of the Pharaoh of Egypt, and he also knew he would soon see his son, Joseph. For 22 years, Jacob had mourned the reported death of his son, never suspecting it was all a lie, a terrible plan by his other sons to get rid of their younger brother permanently without killing him. As old Jacob bounced along in that springless Egyptian ox or mule-drawn cart, can you imagine all the emotions that he was working through? The biblical record says, when they arrived in the region of Goshen, Joseph had his chariot made ready and went to Goshen to meet his father Israel. I'm sure you've experienced the anxiety of an approaching, long-awaited reunion, the moment you will finally see someone you love that you haven't seen in a very long time. You've rehearsed the words you want to say. You've tried to prepare yourself for how they have aged since you've seen them last. You wondered what they'll say to you. And that is just a fraction of the excitement both Jacob and Joseph felt. Joseph was busy overseeing the food distribution and thus very busy. But as soon as word reached him that his father's caravan was approaching, Joseph jumped into his chariot, and I'm sure Joseph drove those horses as fast as that Egyptian chariot could run. And then, there, the caravan over there on the horizon, could it be them? As he got closer, can you see Joseph scanning the crowd looking for his old father? And as the cloud of dust rose up from the horizon, can you see Jacob's sons saying, "Look, father, that is an Egyptian chariot racing toward us. That may be Joseph coming to see you." The sacred record says, as soon as Joseph appeared before Jacob, he threw his arms around his father and wept for a long time. Genesis 46:29. What do you see as you gaze into this scene, my friends? What words can you think of which describe what is happening here and what this father and son both feel? What words describe what everyone else in Jacob's family is feeling as they watch this father and son reunion? Have you ever had such a reunion, my friends? And what emotions rise up in you even now when you remember it? Perhaps you remember another similar reunion in the Bible. It's a story told by Jesus, found in Luke 15:11-32. A father had two sons. One asked to be given his inheritance. He wanted to leave the family farm and head out on his own. Taking his inheritance, he spent it in wild living, and before long, he was penniless. He got a job feeding pigs and longed to return home and work on his family farm, but he doubted his father would ever take him back. But one day, overwhelmed by despair, he did return home and was greeted much like Joseph was greeted by Jacob. Both stories are a picture, my friends, of how much God loves you and me and his readiness to receive us regardless of the reasons we might have for being astray from him. That's the promise of Colossians 1:21. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now God has reconciled you to himself by Christ's death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Oh, friends, I urge you to celebrate the joyful embrace of God today, which is earned for you and me by the death and the resurrection of Jesus, his son. Finally, Jacob spoke to Joseph. Now I'm ready to die, since I have seen for myself that you are still alive. Oh, of course, Jacob is not wishing to die. On the contrary, he's wishing now to live several more years, enjoying the truth that Joseph is alive and enjoying his son living nearby. Jacob is here saying the desperate wish he has held on to for more than 22 years since hearing the news that his son was probably killed by a wild animal, the wish that somehow his son survived that vicious attack and found a way to stay alive, and the wish that somehow Jacob and Joseph could both stay alive long enough to see each other again. That wish has now come to be reality, and thus Jacob has nothing more that he longs for in his life. May I ask, my friends, what great hopes and dreams and wishes do you have for the rest of your life? Can you envision a great reunion with someone you've been estranged from for a long time? Can you envision joining in prayer and worship with a friend or family member who has turned away from God? Do you think God understands your deep desire for this great hope before your life ends? Do you envision the great reunion you will have with Jesus when your earthly life journey does come to an end and you see him face to face? May I encourage you with this wonderful word from Jesus. Your Father in heaven knows what you need even before you ask him. Matthew 6:8. Is Almighty God your Heavenly Father, my friend, because you've trusted Jesus to be your Savior and he has adopted you into his family? Does your Heavenly Father love you so much that he cares deeply about the things that you care about? Oh, friends, as we watch Jacob and Joseph reunited, let's take time right now to once again bring to our Heavenly Father those things which you long for that will bring him great glory. And here's a very powerful worship song that lifts our hearts into the throne room of God and in worship declares our confidence that he is the miracle worker.